This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Ozazi. We're coming you to the stories of the prophets. Ahlan wa sahlan. Ya marhaba. This is episode number 7. Oh, Sister Yashmin, you were bitten today. You're beaten today. Kiko and Khadija, they came in first. Ah, they beat you by just like a fraction of a second. Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Ya hello, marhaba. Ahlan, ahlan, marhaban. Welcome, welcome all of you. Welcome Facebook and welcome Instagram. Welcome Facebook, Morkane. Alaykum assalam and welcome Yasmin and Sister Fatima, Sister Kiko and Muhammad. And Layla and Yashmin and all of you, Mariana, Muhammad from Facebook, wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Doing okay, alhamdulillah, jazakum Allah khair, barakallahu feekum. Today is an interesting day, is an interesting session, because inshallah ta'ala we're going to finish the story of Nuh alayhi salam, and then, you know, we will talk about Nuh and his wife, and Nuh and his son. Nuh and his wife, and Nuh and his son, yani Nuh with his family. So that's why it's quite, maybe inshallah it'll be interesting, emotional as well. So it's episode number seven from the stories of the prophets, alayhim as-salam. The story, I call it the true meaning of perseverance. Let me put that as maybe a pin it, you know, true meaning of perseverance. Let me say, maybe Noah and his son. Noah and his son. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Pin. So it's pinned right there. I'm learning. All right. Ahlan Nadia Nadim. Ahlan Lula Robe. Ahlan Mariana. All of you from Facebook. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And those of you right here on Instagram, alaikum assalam, rahmatullahi barakatuh. Ahlan, ahlan, layla, ahlan, nazmim, ahlan, nas, tabit, rikazawa, rikazawa, rikazawa sounds like, it's got that beat in it, huh? Rikazawa, it's got that beat in it. I love it, you know, it's like Moroccan beat. Rikazawa, Rikazawa, you know, it's got that beat in it somehow. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So this is episode number 7 from the stories of the prophets. And we're with Nuh alayhi salam. Nuh alayhi salam. We're going to finish Nuh inshallah ta'ala today, because yesterday we started with the story of Nuh. We finished Idris alayhi salam, and then we moved to Nuh alayhi salam. If you remember, we talked about the difference yesterday, the difference between Aam and Sana. The difference between, you know, in English, it's all year. Well, he remained 1,000 Sana, illa 50 Aam, except 50 Aam. 1,000 Sana, except, you know, 50, minus 50 Aam. So, as I explained in terms of the Arab, how the main difference, you know, between Aam and Sana, you know, they use Sana for something that is easy, that is smooth, and they use Aam for something that is harsh or rough, right? So that's the, exactly, Aam is hard years, Sana is easy years. MashaAllah, Rikazawa, 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 Rikazawa. Okay, gotta do this. Rikazawa, Rikazawa, Rikazawa. You know, it's somebody by the name of Rikazawa. I'm just, you know, they gave me that beat. You know, it's just like they woke up some stuff in me, you know, Moroccan stuff a long time ago. Rikazawa, anyways. So he stayed, imagine 950 years, tough years. Only 50 years were easy, but the rest, like 950 years, were tough. Tough years. Stop it. All right. You know, so 950, imagine, you know. So Nuh alayhi salam, a lot of people think, you know, he lived 950 years. But in fact, it was more than 950. 915 were just, you know, those tough years. But the other 50 years were easy years. So, and all 950 of as I mentioned yesterday, consecutive da'wah. Da'wah in public, da'wah in private, da'wah open, da'wah at night, da'wah during the day, he said. You know, things that, you know, let me, you know, go back inshallah ta'ala and tell you, you know, from, let's live with the Quran. We understand the Quran from the source of the Prophet, so that live with the Quran with the source of the Prophet. When he said, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, this is in Surah Nuh, by the way, right? And then we mentioned quite a few surahs, different ayat, but let me go back to Surah Nuh from yesterday. When he says, أن يعبدوا الله واتقوه وأطيعون يغفر لكم من ذنوبكم ويؤخركم إلى أجل مسمى إن أجل الله إذا جاء لا يؤخر لو كنتم تعلمون عبد الله واتقوا worship Allah عز وجل and fear him and أطيعون and you know obey me because I'm here you know to warn you about you know what's to come يغفر لكم if you were to worship him if you were to go back to him يغفر لكم من ذنوبكم and he shall you know forgive all your sins وَيُؤَخِّرْكُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجْلِ الْمُسَمَّىٰ And then my brothers and sisters, as I mentioned, he was calling them 24 hours, day and night. He says, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِ لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَائِي إِلَّا فِرَارًا وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ جعلوا أصابعهم في آذانهم واستغشوا ثيابهم وأصروا واستكبروا استكبارا الله أكبر يا ربي يا ربي Now Nuh is talking to Allah Azza wa Jal يا ربي Oh my Lord إني دعوت قومي ليلا ونهارا I called my people my tribe my nation day and night ليلا ونهارا فلم يزدهم دعاء إلا فرارا The more I call them the more they flee away from me The more I call them the more they stayed away from me وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ And every time I call them to forgive them, I'm calling them to your forgiveness. I'm calling them to your forgiveness. So when I call them to your forgiveness, they put their أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي أَذَنِهِمْ They put their fingers into their ears so that they don't hear my talk. They don't hear what I'm saying to them. They don't hear me preaching them. They cover their ears. You know, they put their you know their fingers inside their ears so that they won't hear you know me preaching. وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ And then they cover their faces. And cover their faces with their clothes. وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا And then they insisted. And then they were arrogant as well. ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جِهَارًا So I called them openly. ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ وَأَصْرَرْتُ لَهُمْ إِصْرَارًا And then not only openly, but also, not only publicly, but also privately, I went to their own homes, one by one, calling them, talking to them. Nuh, what did you tell them? Maybe it's the method that you used, O Nuh. What did you tell them? Nuh says, ثُمَّ فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بجنات وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا And then I told them, Oh my Lord, استغفر ربكم, seek forgiveness from your Lord. إنه كان غفارا. And look at this beauty, sisters and brothers, listen to this. He said غفارا. Oh, I'm going to throw in something from the names of Allah right here. I'm going to throw in something beautiful from the names of Allah right here. He says, and I told them, Istaghfiru Rabbakum, O my people, seek forgiveness from your Lord. Innahu kana ghaffara. Indeed, he is ghaffar. Indeed, he is ghaffar. He used the name of Allah, ghaffar. Whereas, you know, you have ghafur and you have ghaffar. Ghaffar, oh, you want to, I'm having goosebumps, I'm having goosebumps. Do you want to hear the difference between Ghaffur and Ghaffar? Sisters and brothers, do you want to know the difference between Ghaffur and Ghaffar? In Arabic, means a big difference. In English, is Ghaffur, the oft forgiver, the forgiver, the pardoner. But then he says here, Ghaffar. Do you want to know the difference, brothers and sisters? Humaira Toqir and Layla Rob and Nadia Nadim and those of you on Instagram? Look, 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 look. Listen, 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 listen. Ole de, ole de, Latifa ole de. You know, this is how you call somebody from Nigeria, right? Her name or his name is ole de. You know, and kriwa kaza, ariwa kaza, riwa kaza. You know, this is I play, I act the name, right? I act the name. So I've got my brothers and sisters, you know, from Nigeria. I got you as well. So here. You, Yusuf Luwede, Luwede. He's also listening. All right. So listen to what he said. He says, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. I said, seek forgiveness from your Lord. He is the oft forgiver. But in English, it just means he forgives. But in Arabic, it's more than just forgive. Because the difference between غَفُور and غَفَّار, غَفَّار is... غفار بصيغة المبالغة على صيغة فعال غفار على صيغة فعال. Learn Arabic. Learn Arabic. And marry an Arab. No, I'm just through that. But learn Arabic. Even the Arabs wouldn't understand this. You know, you have to go deep into the language to understand the true meaning. غفار بصيغة فعال يعني غفار is an extension of غفور. غفار forgives, but غفار is more intense or intensive. The form, it's more intensive than غفور. Some say that غفور forgives the minor sins and غفار forgives the major sins. Allah, 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 Allah. The difference between غفور and غفار. غفار is more intensive than غفور. غفار is more intensive than غفور. So he said, استغفروا ربكم, instead of saying, إنه كان غفورا, could have been right, إنه كان غفورا, but he says here, إنه كان غفارا. You know, غفارا, so you seek forgiveness from your Lord, he is غفار, more intensive form. Yeah, and he forgives, and he loves to forgive, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, in English, it's just like the most forgiven. In غفور is also the most forgiven. Tawab, he's the one who accepts tawbah. But in Arabic, there is a difference. There is a difference. Right? So here, إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. If you were to seek forgiveness from him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا, he shall forgive you. وَيُسْلِ السَّمَعَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا, he will send down, you know, خير from the skies, يعني in form of rain, in form of, you know, this is all خير because they used to live in the desert, right? So they used to rely on harvesting and you know, and so they need rain. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا, يُسْلِ السَّمَعَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ, and he shall bless you with wealth and children. He shall bless you with wealth and children. All this, if you were to seek forgiveness from your Lord. Did they believe? No, they did not believe. They ridiculed him. They ridiculed him and they mocked him. What did they say? قَالُوا لَئِن لَمْ تَنْتَهِ يَا نُوحِ لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمَرْجُومِينَ. Surah Al-Shu'ara, verse number 116. Surah Al-Shu'ara, verse number 116. What did they say? They said, قَالُوا لَئِن لَمْ تَنْتَهِ يَا نُوحِ لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمَرْجُومِينَ. Oh, Nuh, if you don't refrain from what you're saying, we shall stone you. We shall stone you. But he told his Lord, Ya Rabbi, not only I called and I said and I said, but they ridiculed him as well. And they made fun of him. Did Noah have any miracle? You see, we say that prophets come with miracle. Musa came with a miracle. Isa came with a miracle. Idris had his own miracle. You know, he invented the writing. Sulaiman had a miracle. Dawood had a miracle. And I will talk about Sulaiman and Dawood, David. Nuh, Prophet Muhammad had a miracle. The Quran, the Arabs. Nuh, what miracle did he have, brothers and sisters? Huh? What do you think? What Nuh, what kind of miracle did he have? Facebook, Instagram, what kind of magic did Nuh have? He was a prophet. But did he come with any miracle? Huh, sisters and brothers? Facebook, Instagram? You're not talking to me. You're not talking to me. Well, talk to me. Talk to me. Age? Well, everybody at the time lived long, right? People used to live long at that time. But what was his miracle? Did he have any miracle? This is, in fact, for me, a lesson. Yes, Sa'diya and Nadia, if you don't know, okay, I'll tell you. Don't know, sorry, Munazza, Zakum Allah khair. Yeah, but we will talk about the boat, but that's not a miracle. That's not a miracle. He built something before their eyes. Na'am, and then, but hold on. The flood is something that will come from Allah Azza wa Jal. But the Prophet had a miracle itself. The ark was something that he would construct, you know, later on. But, you know, a miracle is to show them something that, you know, to prove to them that he is a prophet, that he comes from God, you know, something divine. The ark is just there. It's this boat, huge boat, the huge ark, but that's later on. My brothers and sisters, Nuh, his miracle was his patience and his da'wah. He didn't have really a miracle other than his patience, his perseverance in his da'wah. This is a call for all those who are giving da'wah, like you and I. We don't have to have a miracle to give da'wah to people. We don't have to be walking on water to tell them, look, Islam is the truth. We don't have to put our, you know, like Ibrahim, go inside the fire and come out from the fire, not burn, to tell them, look, this is the truth. This is a call or a message to all those who give da'wah. Whether you're giving da'wah online, whether you're giving da'wah physically, whether you're giving da'wah anywhere you are, you don't need a miracle other than your patience and your dua. Other than your patience and your dua. Nuh, 950 years, did he have a miracle like Musa? Musa had many miracles, right? Other than the staff, the snakes, turning the Nile into blood and so on and so forth. One miracle after another. But Nuh, no miracle. So this is what I'm saying. We're here not just to study the stories of the prophets, but also to derive lessons from the stories of the prophets. My lesson from Nuh, there's so many lessons I learned from Nuh. One of them is, for da'wah, you need lots of patience and perseverance, and you don't need to have a miracle. Your miracle is your dua and your sabr and your hikmah. Yeah. Your hikmah, your wisdom. You need wisdom. You need lots of wisdom when you're making da'wah. Brothers and sisters, I have a proposition for you. Right? I have a proposition for you. All right. Do you want to hear my proposition, inshallah ta'ala? Sisters and brothers, Layla and others, Nisa and the others, Yashmeen. Do you want to hear my proposition, sisters and brothers? Baraka? Here's the proposition. Fatima, Sister Fatima Kareem. Here's my proposition, inshallah ta'ala, from Nuh alayhi salam. We learned this from the, you know, those of Nuh. Nuh, because we said this is what we learned from Nuh, one of the lessons. So here, Nuh alayhi salam, brothers and sisters, as I said, His only miracle was his perseverance, his hikmah, his dua, you know, in da'wah. And 950 years. Brothers and sisters, I'd like you, me and you and all of us, inshallah ta'ala, to, let's say, maybe if we can focus on one person who's astray. One person who's astray and focus on that person until, subhanallah, until, inshallah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives guidance to that person. Until that person starts to pray who's not praying. Until that person starts wearing hijab who's not wearing hijab. Whatever it is, I'm going to pick one person from my family, from my friends, focus on that person, and keeps on, inshallah ta'ala, going after that person, dragging him to the masjid, calling him, until that person, inshallah ta'ala, started straightening up. And I will say, Ya Rabbi, this is for your sake. I'm doing this for your sake. That person will be in your book of records. That person will be in your book of records until the end of time, inshallah ta'ala. Did I say it's easy, Sister Munazza? La ilaha illallah. Come on. Munazza, did I say it's easy? I'm just giving you the example of Nuh, 950 years. So I didn't say call him for 950 years. I said pick a person and start, focusing and being patient, and inshallah ta'ala, try your best and couple that, right? Couple that with lots of dua, inshallah ta'ala, so that if that person, inshallah ta'ala, straightens up, that person will be in your book of records, because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, right? Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam, he says, لَأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجْلٌ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِمَّا طَلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ. Mu'ad, when he was sending him to Yemen, he told him, if Allah was to guide a person through you, Allahu Akbar, if Allah was to guide a person through you, it is better for you than the entire world and whatever it contains. You see that? So Sister Munazza, come on. Right? If you last 20 years, Nuh was 950 years. You want to give up, give up. I shouldn't say that, but it's up to you, right? This is only a suggestion. This is only a suggestion. I didn't say, 20 years or 4 years. This is a suggestion. You want to, or focus on somebody else. Focus on somebody else. Pick somebody else. Or maybe not one, maybe two, maybe three. It's up to you. It's up to you. You want to give up? You're the loser the loser losing, the ajr, losing the reward. Because the reward is, as the Prophet says, it is better for you than the entire world and whatever it contains. If that person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guides through you. So this is hadiyah. Maybe Sister Munazza, you can try to change your method of da'wah. Maybe your method of da'wah is not working. I don't know. Maybe the method is not working. Try different method. Exactly. So do that, inshallah ta'ala. Right? Allah. Brothers and sisters, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Nuh in Surah Hud, verse number 36. Surah Hud, verse number 36. After calling, only few people embraced the religion of Tawheed. It's been said about 80 people. It's been said about 80 or maybe 82 people embraced the religion of the oneness of Allah, Tawheed, at the time. Imagine 950 years of calling and only about 80 people or so embraced and followed him. Right. So, وَمَا أَمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. قَلِيلٌ, يعني very few, believed in him. You see, my job and your job is to give da'wah. Listen up. My job and your job is to give da'wah. It is not my job and your job to guide people, because we cannot guide. The one who guides is Allah. Even Prophet Muhammad could not guide his own ankle. He could not guide his ankle. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ فِي شَيْءٍ لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٍ. This is not up to you. Your job is to give da'wah. Your job is to call. And your call, your effort will never go astray. And your effort will not be unseen and be unrewarded. Your efforts will be rewarded. Brothers and sisters, do you know something amazing? You could be giving da'wah here or doing something amazing here, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may guide someone somewhere in some very far land. In some very far land you don't even know about. Subhanallah. Maybe you said something, because now with all social media happening, right? You know, subhanallah, sometimes you receive these messages from people you've never, you don't know them, right? You don't know them. They said, you changed my life. You changed my life. I never known you. I never seen you, right? Maybe you said something on an audio or a video, or maybe a text, a message, which you posted online. And somebody was about, astaghfirullah, to commit a suicide. Someone was about to commit a suicide, subhanallah, and then they read your text. And that text just, yani, did something to them, which so many mashayikh couldn't do. So many shuyukh, so many lectures, they could not move that person. But maybe, subhanallah, that text which you have written and shared online or whatnot has touched that person. You never know. You never know. Your efforts will never go unnoticed and unrewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never. You will be rewarded in this dunya and in the akhirah, my brothers and sisters. لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَمْرِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنْ أَنْتَ إِلَّا نَذِيرٍ As Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنْ أَنْتَ إِلَّا نَذِيرٍ You're only a warner. You are only a warner, O Muhammad. The job of guidance is given to Allah Azza wa Jalla, but your job is to show people the path. Show people the path. And the job of Allah is to guide whomever He wishes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Guidance is from Allah Azza wa Jal. From us is to show people the straight path, inshaAllah ta'ala. And to stick to it. Yes, Sister Fatima, I know what I'm saying. You're saying that because I know it's true, wallahi. I know it's true. I know it's very true. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Nuh alayhi salam, this is in Surah Hud, verse number 36. وأوحى الله إلى نوح أنه لن يؤمن من قومك إلا من قد آمن. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Nuh, O Nuh, nobody will believe other than those who have believed. خلاص. Those 80 or 82 people, those are the only people who have believed, and nobody else will believe after them. So Allah Azza wa Jal revealed to Nuh. And then Nuh, again, verse number 26. Go back to Nuh. Verse number 26. Surah Nuh, verse number 26. وَقَالَ نُوحُ الرَّبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا اللَّهُ وَقَالَ نُوحُ الرَّبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا إنك إن تذرهم يضلوا عبادك. خلاص. Brothers and sisters, Nuh told his Lord, Ya Rabbi, this is the dua. Yesterday I told you that the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, you know, I told you yesterday that Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام said that Allah subhanahu every prophet has a dua that is mustajab. Every prophet has a dua That is granted. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, all the prophets, they have utilized their dua. Except Prophet Muhammad, he did not use it. He says, I have stored it to be used for my ummah in the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. He says, every prophet have utilized their dua. This is the dua that Nuh have made, which Allah has answered. This is the dua that Nuh has made, which Allah has answered. Every prophet can make du'as, right? But they have one dua that is granted. They can choose it. And it will be granted. Right? So Prophet Muhammad, he says, I have stored mine until the day of judgment. لَقَدْ اِخْتَبَأْتُ دَعْوَتِي شَفَاعَةً لِأُمَّةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ I have stored it to use it as shafa'ah for my ummah in the day of judgment. Right, so Nuh, he said here, verse number 26, Surah Nuh, verse number 26, he says, وَقَالَ نُوحُ الرَّبِّ لَا تَدَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا Oh my Lord, he says, Oh my Lord, do not leave upon this earth from the non-believers any of this, its inhabitants. Don't leave on earth, other than the believers, destroy everybody else. يعني Nuh made dua against his own people, those who are not believers. Why? Because he said, Rabb, innaka in tadarhum yudillu ibadak. If you were to leave them, they will only deviate those who have become believers. So I want to protect those believers, O Allah. I want to protect those 80 people who have believed in you. So, oh Allah, destroy the rest and only keep those 80 or 82. He made that dua against them. So he's explaining as to why he's making that dua. He says, oh Allah, if you were to leave them, they will only deviate and run astray, my people. So destroy them. Destroy them, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Then came the answer. Here it is, the answer, sisters and brothers. Do you want to know the answer? Surah Hud, verse number 37. The answer in Surah Hud, verse number 37. The answer to dua of Nuh alayhi salam. وَاصْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَوَحْيِنَا وَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا إِنَّهُمْ مُغْرَقُونَ. Allah, 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 Allah. وَاصْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَوَحْيِنَا وَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا إِنَّهُمْ مُغْرِقُونَ. Here's the answer. What is the answer? Surah Hud, verse number 37. O Nuh, build the ark. The ark? Build the ark. Build the ship. In the desert, there's no trees, there's no wood, there's how? Build the ark. Construct the ark or the ship under our eyes, yani under our observation. Meaning, Allah will teach him how to build the ark. And don't tell me, khalas, no more about those non-believers. They shall all be drowned. This is the answer. You will see the answer for the other prophets, because other prophets like Hud later on, inshallah, Hud will be our next prophet. You will see how the answer of Allah will come, in what form. But here, the answer of Allah came in the form of, O Nuh, build the ark under our observation. Okay, طيب, bismillah. So what did Nuh start to do, brothers and sisters? All right, let me ask you this question, brothers and sisters, Facebook and Instagram. Build the ark. What would Nuh do now to build the ark? To build the ship? Ha, Humaira Tuqir? Hanifa Catherine? Ha, Umair? Ha, Munazza? Ha, Nawal? Yasmin? What would Nuh do right now? Because you and I all together, we're going to start building and helping Nuh. What is he going to do now? There's no wood. What is he going to do now? No, you went too far. No. Look for material, Umair, look for material. MashaAllah, that's, I like that, look for material. You know, because you and I, we're going to help Nuh build the ark, right? We're going to be from this ummah. Remember what I said about the prophets. The prophets, you know, are inventors. Ask Allah for help. Rikazawa. No, yeah, he already asked Allah for help. Because Allah told him it will be under our observation, right? You know, ask Allah for direction, dua for resources. All right, here's what Nuh is going to do, brothers and sisters. Cut down trees, baraka hearts, not cut down trees. He will first start by, cut down trees. He will start first by planting trees. Remember, they were in the desert. First, he will need to start planting trees. 950 years. Planting trees. And a tree does not take, they say that a tree grows in silence. A tree grows in silence. So let's start planting trees. He will plant trees and wait for them to grow. And as they grow, he will cut them and take and make woods. Make woods, really? Umair, you came so late, buddy. I already told you that. Right, I already mentioned that, right? So he will start planting trees. وَاصْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَوَحِيْنَا. Allah is telling him, plant trees under, build the ark, construct the ark under our observation. يعني, I will be with you. I will be with you here. Don't be afraid, don't be scared. I'm with you there. You're under my observation. You're under the observation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sisters and brothers, a desert will turn into an ocean. A desert will turn into an ocean. Imagine, Because he will build this ark. Exactly. So I didn't even answer that because you're right. He already used his dua, right? So anyways, you know, just listen up. Listen up, inshallah. Listen up. This desert will turn into an ocean. This is why when he's building the ark, his people will ridicule him. His people will ridicule him. They will mock him. He's building an ark in the middle of the desert. Khalas, there was no more da'wah because he told him, Allah revealed to him, Sidrat Humaira, you came in late. Allah Azza wa Jal told him, there's nobody will believe after those. Khalas, so now he's only concentrating on those believers to him, with him. Khalas, he's concentrating on them and he stopped talking to the others because Allah has revealed that those will not be guided no more. So he made that dua against them. Right? So now he's building the ويصنع الفلك وكلما مر عليه ملأ من قومه وكلما مر عليه ملأ من قومه سخروا منه قال إن تسخروا منا قال إن تسخروا منا فإنا نسخر منكم كما تسخرون ويصنع الفلك وكلما مر عليه ملأ من قومه سخروا منه. You see the beauty of the Quran, how you understand the Quran? So he started building or constructing the ark, and every time somebody from his people will, you know, pass by him, سخروا منه. They start mocking him, ridiculing him, right? They start mocking him. قال إن تسخروا منا فإنا نسخر منكم كما تسخرون. If you are mocking us, we shall also ridicule you as you are mocking us, right? We shall also, you know, ridicule you as you are ridiculing us. So, anyways. And then he's working. Khalas, he's not paying attention. You know, you have these 80 people with him because the believers are helping him. The believers are helping Nuh construct the ark. So they're working together, this muwahideen, the people who said, La ilaha illallah. All of you say, La ilaha illallah. Say, La ilaha illallah, all of you. Because we're going to help, inshallah ta'ala, from here, you know, mentally, with helping Nuh construct the ark. So we are with the believers. We believe with Nuh. We believe in Nuh. We believe. So we are saying, La ilaha illallah. Say, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Yalla, ya shabab. Yalla, yalla. All of you, jaldi, jaldi, say, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. We'll build in the ark. We'll build in the ark. And then, but Nuh will need a sign. We'll need a sign. Khala, sisters and brothers, we are building the ark and we have just inserted the very last screw in it. Khalas, it's done. The ark is ready. Now what shall I do? Nuh, wondering, what shall I do? Ya Allah, what shall I do? The ark is ready, the ship is ready. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed again to Nuh. Verse number 40.
حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا وَفَارَتَ النُّورُ قُلْ نَحْمِلْ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ وَأَهْلَكَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَبَقَ عَلَيْهِ الْقَوْلُ وَمَنْ آمَنَ وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا وَفَارَتَ النُّورُ قُلْ نَحْمِلْ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ وَأَهْلَكَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَبَقَ عَلَيْهِ الْقَوْلُ وَمَنْ آمَنَ وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ.
So once our order comes to you, O Nuh, once our order comes to you, O Nuh, and what's the order or the sign? This FFWFF, whoever you are, I know who you are. And Hikmat and I'm coming to your home. خلاص, you're nailed my man. I know exactly who you are today. Today, you know, I know who you are. And Hikmet and I will come into your home, inshallah ta'ala. You will see me. I know your brother. I know you. I got you, my man. Anyways, I'm telling me, bro. I know, bro. I'll show you who the bro. I'm coming to your home, inshallah. All right. Because I'm so happy I know who you are. Because I know at Isna, right? Okay, you'll see me, inshallah ta'ala, in your home. So here it is. I'm so happy, man. All right. So, حتى إذا جاء أمرنا وفرطوا. It's an amazing, amazing sign. Amazing sign. What's that amazing sign? All right, here's the amazing sign. وفرط التنور. What's the tanur? The tanur, when the oven gushes out. Oven gushes out? What do you mean the oven? The sign. That's the sign. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, when the oven, you know, or the overflows, when the overflows, listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Nuh, Ya Nuh, when the water, like fountains from the earth, you know, the water starts popping up from the earth, then embark, O Nuh, there of each kind, you know, not only alone, لا, Allah, he doesn't tell him come alone, you know, from each kind, embark in twos. And what does that mean, in twos? I will, you will see, my man, you will see. In every, like in twos, meaning even in animals, يعني, listen, brothers and sisters, this is amazing. يعني, don't just embark alone in the ship, no. From every kind, bring two in pairs, يعني male and female. Meaning, you know what that means? It means, يعني, a donkey, bring donkeya, a cow, bring kawa, a snake, snakeya, with a lion, lyena, tiger, tigera, you know, male and female, you know, chicken, chickena. You know what I mean? You know, a male and female, a chicken, chickena, a rooster, roostera, what else? A woman, a man. Yani in females, males and females in pairs. Ajib, I just made up those words, they don't exist. I made them up. So, anyways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says to Nuh and your family. And your family. What does that mean? Don't forget your family. وأهلك. إلا من سبق عليه القول. Except those non-believers. خلاص, forget about them. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Come on, we just want to throw in a little bit of something here. You know exactly what I'm saying? All these words that I'm mentioning, they don't exist. Right? It's just like, is it a donkey and donkeya? But I'm speaking Arabic and English at the same time. Arabic and English. So that's donkeya. Yeah, donkeya. That does not exist. But it's just like the female of donkey, right? So in pairs, male and female. That's what it means, my brothers and sisters. Anyways. But don't forget your family. Don't forget your family. Sisters and brothers. And the da'is out there, all those who are giving da'wah out there. We sometimes, especially these youth, they get so much sometimes into the deen, but then they forget their families. So Allah is telling Nuh, wa ahlak, and your family. Don't forget your mom, don't forget your dad, don't forget your children. Don't forget your family. Remember what we talked about during the homemade happiness and the importance of the family. The importance and value in the family. Don't forget your family.
وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا امْرَأَةَ نُوحٍ وَامْرَأَةَ لُوطٍ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Tahrim, verse number 10, he gives this example. He says,
وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا امْرَأَةَ نُوحٍ وَامْرَأَةَ لُوطٍ.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving this example with regard to those who have disbelieved. Who are they? The wife of Nuh and the wife of Lut. Wow. two wives of of prophets. Two wives of prophets. They did not believe. Their husbands were prophets, yet these wives, they did not believe. Whereas the wife of Fir'aun became a believer. Allahu Akbar. This is in Surah Tahrim, verse number 10. Two wives of prophets, Prophet Nuh and Prophet Lut, their wives did not believe. And the wife of Fir'aun became a believer. Allah guides whomever He wishes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nuh get the call. He got the call. Yalla, 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 jaldi, 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 yalla. Get in, embark, 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 embark in the boat. Go, 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 go. Yalla, yalla, jaldi. Everybody in, everybody in, everybody in. So this donkey and donkeya, the chicken and chickna, the snake and snakena, the hyena, hyena, the tomato, potato, potato, tomato, all this, whatever. Yalla, embark, embark, in pairs. Yalla, kullu, kullu, udkhul, 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 udkhul. In. And because things started flowing, you know, flowing, overflowing, the oven gushed out, the waters, you know, coming out like fountains from the earth. Yalla, bismillah, udkhul, 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 udkhul. Inside, chalo, halo, halo, chalo, halo, halo, whatever you call it, chalo. Or hello, or ciao, ciao, oh, ciao, ciao, ow, 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 inside, ow, ow, yalla, 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 come, come, come. Everybody has entered. So, my brothers and sisters, they entered. I'm coming to your home, my man. Wallahi, inshallah ta'ala, I'll be coming to your home and I will, you know, you will see what kind of happen, inshallah ta'ala. I swear by Allah, Azza wa Jal. I swear by Allah. You will see. But Noah, as he was going inside, he was also making dua. Rabbi inni maghloobun fantasar. Maghloobun fantasar. Oh Allah, you are the only one who can give me victory. Oh Allah, you are the only one who can give me victory. So he was making dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِرٍ وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا فَالْتَقَى الْمَاءُ عَلَى أَمْرٍ قَدْ قُدِرَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُ عَلَى ذَاتِ أَلْوَاحٍ وَدُسُرٍ.
Allah, this is in Surah Al-Qamar, verse number 11. Allah Azza wa Jalla is describing what has happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing what has happened. Forget about that guy, guys. Just you know, be with me here. Forget about that guy. I know who he is, right? I know who he is. And I'm going to come and talk to his dad, talk to his brother. I'm going to meet him, inshallah ta'ala. He has issues, so I will take care of it, inshallah ta'ala. But focus with me here and forget about him, right? Just ignore him and focus with me, inshallah ta'ala. Anyways, I could have just turned off the comments, but I wanted to communicate with you, inshallah ta'ala, and I will take care of this. I promise you, all of you, I will take care of it, inshallah ta'ala. فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying in the Quran, and then we opened the gates of heaven with rain pouring. Imagine rain started pouring. Those people who were, you know, mocking, you know, Nuh alayhi salam, you know, how can, you know, a ship in the middle of the desert, you need an ocean. So rain from the heavens and water overflowing, you know, overflowing from the bottom, you know, from the bottom and then from the sky. Everything, water coming down from the heavens, from the sky, and water coming up from the ground, flowing, overflowing. And that caused the earth to burst with springs and waters met from a matter already predestined. And all of a sudden now, that ship, that ark, you know, is floating. And the others now, they're trying to run away because they know they're going to get, you know, they're going to get drowned into this water that is Allah Azza wa Jalla has sent down from the heavens and from the earth. But those who are saved are only those who are in the ship. And the others are running, screaming. You know, some are already getting, you know, destroyed and getting drowned. So, brothers and sisters, something really happened here. Nuh and his son. Allah. Nuh and his son. Because his son try to go up in a mountain. What? To do what? To be saved from the flood. Because now this rain caused this deluge. It caused this flood. So the son ran into the top of this mountain trying to save himself. And the father is calling his son, Ya Bunay.
ونادى نوح ابنه وكان في معزل يا بني يا بني يا بني اركب معنا اركب معنا يا بني اركب معنا يا بني اركب معنا
And Noah, he called his son. He called him. And his son was sort of like he isolated himself on the top of that mountain. And the father was calling his son. Brothers and sisters, imagine a father looking at his son, his blood, dying. La ilaha illallah. And there's nothing he can do.
Son, come. Save yourself. Join me. Join me. Embark.
But he's not happening.
وهي تجري بهم في موج كالجبال ونادى نوح ابنه وكان في معزل يا بني اركب معنا ولا تكن مع الكافرين قال سآوي إلى جبل يعصمني من الماء قال لا عاصم اليوم من أمر الله قال لا عاصم اليوم من أمر الله إلا من رحم وما وحال بينهما الموج فكان من المغرقين.
And then this wave came between them. But before the wave came between Nuh and his son, now the water came flowing from everywhere. And then وهي تجري بهم في موج كالجبال. Look, listen at the description that Allah gives with regard to the waves. You know, the waves now in this ocean that used to be desert, now it's an ocean. Waves كالجبال. Imagine Allah says waves as huge as mountains. What? Waves as huge. Waves as huge as mountains. So where can you run? Where can you run? You cannot run. So Nuh, he called his son. My son, irkab ma'ana, come and board the boat. Board the boat. Board with me, you shall be saved. Don't be min al-kafirin. He's telling him, don't be from the kafirin. قَالَ سَآوِي إِلَى جَبَلْ Oh my dad, I will run to a mountain. يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ To save me from the water, from the flood. I will run to a mountain to save myself from the flood. You tell your son or your daughter, come. I know, I help you. She says, or he says, I know. I'm old enough now. I know what I'm doing. Exactly, Nuh and his son. When you tell your son, listen to me, I want to help you. When you tell your daughter in a way, my heart is breaking. I want to help you. You are in this path that's not going to lead you only astray. This path that you're in, I know it is going to lead you astray. Your son or your daughter would say, I know, I don't need your help. I'm old enough. I know what I'm doing. This is what Nuh is telling his son. This is what Nuh, this is what actually the son is telling his father, Nuh. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. I'm old enough.
قال سآوي إلى جبل يعصمني من الماء.
It's been said, my brothers and sisters, that Noah stayed in that boat for 6 months. 6 months.
وَقِيلَ يَا أَرْضُ بْلَعِي مَاءَكِ وَيَا سَمَاءُ أَقْلِعِي وَغِيضَ الْمَاءُ وَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ وَاسْتَوَتْ عَلَى الْجُودِ
This is in Surah Hud. This is in Surah Hud. And Allah Azza wa Jal, after the ordainment, whatever He has ordained, the order was being given to the earth. إِبْلَعِي مَاءَكِ O earth, suck that water. خلاص, suck the water. And then, يَا وَيَا سَمَاءُ أَقْلِعِي Oh, sama, oh sky, oh heavens, stop the rain. Khala, stop the rain. There's no more rain, and the earth will suck that water, and everything will turn dry. وغيد الماء وقضي الأمر واستوت على الجودي. And the ship or the ark, sort of like as the earth swallowed its water, and the sky would hold the rain, and the ship came to rest on a mount called Al-Judi. The ship came to rest on a mount called Judi. What is Judi? Is what we call it today in a place in Syria. Not Syria, in Turkey, subhanAllah. It's in a place in Turkey today. You know, there's a mount there called Judi. So the ulama, they said this, that boat or the, you know, the ark came to rest in, as Allah says, Al-Judi, which is in Turkey today. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Mount Judi in Turkey. Anyways. And it's been said that Nuh used to send, after that, you know, things got dry, he used to send a bird, you know, subhanAllah, because he had bird and birda. Remember? He had a bird and birda as well. A bird of every kind and a birda of every kind. I need a female of a bird. You know what I'm saying? So the bird will go and come back, and then he will see, you know, the clouds, if there's mud or not. Until the, you know, if the feet of that bird is wet, he knows that it's still flooding. But then when the bird came back with some mud, he knew, khalas, that it's been, you know, settled. And then they came out from the ship. They came out from the ark. But brothers and sisters, I want to go back again. Nuh and his son. Nuh and his son. Because Nuh, the father, his heart is still breaking. So he didn't end there. He made dua for his son. ونادى نوح ربه فقال رب إن بني من أهلي وإن وعدك الحق وأنت أحكم الحاكمين. The father. We talk about moms, and we talk about the heart of moms, and we talk about how soft that heart is despite of what you do to your mom. She will always love you unconditionally. Here we talk about the dad and his heart, despite the fact that his son did not listen to him. Yet on top of that, the father still making dua for his son. Oh Allah, he's saying, oh Allah, وَنَادَ نُوحِ رَبَّهُ. And Nuh, he called upon his Lord, and he says, oh my Lord, my son is from me. He's from my ahli, he's from my family. وَإِنَّ وَعْدَكَ الْحَقِّ. And your promise is true. وَأَنْتَ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. He just was astray, but he's still from my family. Brothers and sisters, there's so many lessons here. Lessons from the story of Nuh. I hope you have derived some lessons which you can take home with you. There's so many things I have learned from Nuh. Nuh, he taught you and I, taught us the true meaning of perseverance. Do you know, my brothers and sisters, that sabr, patience in the Quran was mentioned more than 90 times? Sabr, patience in the Quran mentioned 19 times or more. 90 times. 90. Sabr. Nuh, 950 years of straight, full-time da'wah. Brothers and sisters, I want to say something, but time is up. Time is up. Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, not tomorrow, I will not be able to do it, because tomorrow, inshallah, there is a funeral which I will be attending, inshallah ta'ala, because we want to talk and conclude the story of Nuh alayhi salam. I want to conclude and derive lessons from the story of Nuh alayhi salam. I will share that with you tomorrow, because I want you, inshallah ta'ala, to come back to learn from what we, inshallah ta'ala, you know, the story, you know, the lessons from the story of Nuh. You know, I talked about patience. Patience in what sense? In what way? In what sense? We'll see, inshallah ta'ala, but not tomorrow. Tomorrow, I have this, inshallah, as I mentioned, this funeral. So I will come back to you on Thursday, inshallah ta'ala, to finish officially the story of Nuh alayhi salam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you. May Allah reward you. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant you tawfiq. Zakum Allah khair, brothers and sisters, those of you on Facebook, Sister Humaira Tawqir, Sister Nadia Nadim, all of you out there from Facebook, thank you so much. We'll see you, inshallah ta'ala, on Thursday. Please do not forget to make lots of dua for your children. And don't forget my proposal, right? Focus on that person. See who that person is. And keep making da'wah, asking Allah Azza wa Jal to guide that person. That person will be in your book of records, inshallah ta'ala. We'll learn that from the story of Nuh alayhi salam. Thank you, Khadija. Thank you, Diane. Thank you, all of you. Zakum Allah khair. Humaira, barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum, Facebook.